not take out. Let that special place be there and do not bring you fight of some special religion, some special belief and thing there. Over there is no fighting. Look at them. None of them is fighting the other one. Isn't that interesting that there are historically three prophets that, and they followed each other, they accepted each other, and they mentioned each other in their books, which is Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. And their followers, they hate each other deep down to their bone, and they fight each other. Isn't that interesting? A Muslim cannot use a bad word against Jesus because Jesus is a prophet. But to Christian Muslims, no, they are fighting Jesus because Christians are fighting Muslims. But over there, there is no fight. First of all, remember that there is some special place in human spirituality that the prophets, they're all the same. Yes, different times, different ways, followed by so many different interpretations from this and that and that. And we say, when we have 100, we have the 90. We have everything. If you have that, if you believe in the virgin thought of a group of people, really human beings, but touched by the spirituality. Believe in that, the rest is there. I mean, don't give priority to the belief you have. Don't give it up, because you live in that. And that will work for you, because when you pray, prayer should come from heart. If you pray in a foreign language and you don't understand what you are saying, your heart is not active. So, suggestion is not change your religion. But look at the source of all these beliefs and goodness, which is one source. It is coming from what? It's not coming from a human being, because a human being as an animal is selfish. Look at them all, they talk about selflessness, and they act selfless. Look at that. And next paragraph is the rabbit. And the rabbit does nothing, just he doesn't rush, because he knows the weakness of the lion. We talked about this weakness of the lion. Do you remember when we talked about the intelligence? Intelligence is always in rush. Always in a hurry. Never settles down. Why? Because his job isn't like that. He was created to defend my life. That's what intelligence is. And practically, that's what defends my physical existence. But it has nothing to do with mere spiritual existence. Intelligence works at the moment. The question of intelligence is, what now? If intelligence brings yesterday, brings it as an example, something to learn. But intelligence is now for next moment only. So there is no long term. Do you know any feeling in you which is really momentary, there and now? It comes and goes. Rage, anger. And those are hand in hand with the intelligence because they're the same thing. They are momentary. They are for a limited period of time. No biological existence could handle long term of anger or fear. They would die. That's simple. So these feelings are temporary. But there is a permanent feeling. This is the difference between change your place, please. One seat, go over there. She's going good and high. Thank you. This is the difference between joy and happiness. Temporary and long term. Temporary, you can be joyful, then become sad, then depressed, then angry and things like that. But in general, there is another feeling. Satisfaction of fulfilling the challenge of life is not temporary. It goes in the span of your life. Means it will cover your future. Your intelligence doesn't. Your intelligence thinks about now and tomorrow. No after tomorrow for intelligence. Too long for intelligence. But your after tomorrow exists. Your future exists. If you deal with your temporary problems only, you have your work cut for you, really, because you should do your entire life and you cannot rest. Peace of mind is not temporary. So, living the exception of that, beyond this temporary feeling that you're addicted to because of your intelligence, will keep you from seeing something else. And Jung explained it in a very strange way. Do you remember what he said? He said, you see you. You are looking for the horse you lost. You're riding upon it, but you don't understand it because you are living upon your long-term emotions, not upon these temporary ones. But you forget that one. You forget the side effect of the anger you're carrying. The anger you're carrying comes from your intelligence because you're hurt. Right? Let's say yesterday you were hurt by someone. You're hurt. So you're carrying an anger. This anger will do something to the fellow who hurted you. Maybe he's out of the country. Maybe he's dead. But it will hurt you. How? Not that you feel bitter now. You could get addicted to this bitterness and live a bitter life and have that excuse. He said that you have one special horse, which is invisible because it's extremely visible. Remember, he said the spirit is lost because of its being so manifest and near, how having the rest. So you don't get it because it's here. It never leaves you, and you're used to understand things by their absence and presence. But your spirit is always here. Therefore, you don't look at it. What do you look at? Your mind. You believe you're your mind. Your intelligence. And your intelligence is working temporarily. Almost. Because there are a lot of time that it's not really working. But okay, for the sake of argument, let's say your intelligence is working intelligently. Even then, you think about now. And your intelligence knows that. Remember, at the end of all these stories, there is one point that should be clarified for your intelligence, then the solution could be there. Remember, what was that? This lady should understand that I can divorce it. Remember this, because this is divorceable. This is changeable. The spirit is not. You cannot divorce your spirit, but you could divorce your intelligence. the difference. He only turned it around and said, oh, this rabbit knows that no need for rush, because when you're rushing something, means you're working upon your instinct, right? What is instinct? You like, what is instinct? Instinct is the stuff that you describe the stupid action of animals. I call it stupid because it's intelligence. Intelligently, they do something which is pretty stupid. They're just trying to live. Why? When you could die, why should you live? They didn't ask that question. That's instinct. This instinct is something. Explain what is instinct. Anyone? God, you're English speaking people. What is instinct?
It's a natural animal response.
Decorated it well. Okay. Natural, okay. Animal, we know we're talking about animal. The third one was?
Response.
Isn't
the reaction.
Reaction. Is reactionary. It's reactionary. They react to the existence. They react to situation. You should act, not react. If you don't think about your spirituality and you don't believe in that deepest part of you, then you are reactionary. Period. Do you want to be labeled reactionary? I believe that's the worst kind of thing that could happen to a human spirit. Reacting to it? Are you here to react to this universe? This universe doesn't give a damn about your existence. Get out of here. If that's the case, how can you react? You're here to act. Creativity is in action. There has never been a label of creativity to any reaction. No reaction has ever been, even the most famous reaction I can remember, that's something you can label, is that famous painting of Pablo Picasso. Growing up, yeah. When they say, okay, they heard about this bombing and he painted it. Go to the history of them, stand in front of it, then you will see a little thing that has nothing to do with Spain. It has to do with the human spirit. That's action. Picasso is there. Because of that, you could find you in other things. Reactions will copy each other and themselves forever. And they're mainly boring. So, when we talked about this thinking, remember, we are not talking about how to treat your animals, we're not talking about philosophy, we're not talking about this. We are looking for the source of real happiness. And Rumi is teaching us with this language. Now he's talking about one. What should you do about your problem? If the problem is the lion, don't make peace with the lion. The rabbit could kill the lion. This lion should be in a well and will be. But what about you? That's why he jumped out of the story. He went to the fly and personal interest and looking at the universe from my existence and the way I'm in it. Then he came to say that, remember, there is a label for something that we refer to the holy place. And we know that when we say holy people, your first reaction is, oh, bring it here, I will strip him from all the covers that you see. It's not. There could be none. One,